Countess Demetria is a dedicated prophet of Jesus Christ, bringing you intellectually stimulating Bible-based thought designed to help you achieve the highest quality of life possible. And now, your host of Authority Grace, Prophetess Demetria.
Thank you so much for joining. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm Prophetess Demetria. I just have to say this. I stand up, I sit down, I stand up and sit down. But I love my intro music. Don't you all love that intro music? I love it. It's so energetic, like me. Again, thank you so much for joining Authority Grace, where we believe in great grace. I am so glad you are here. And I tell you one thing. Yay! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. Well, amen. Amen. I'm so glad that you're here. Praise God. Praise God. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is so real. I tell you, before I start making my little announcements and things, it was so amazing after I settled down, I ate some soup and getting myself ready for today. And it was just so amazing how the power of God just moved mightily and just reigned right here in my space where I sit. It was like I wanted to just, send the word to everyone that I know. I just wanted to send the power of God to you that you could just feel the presence of God moving mightily the way he moved here. It was so powerful, I'm telling you. And it was just, all of a sudden, it was just thick with the presence of God. And how the tears began to flow and I began to reverence him. And thank him for who he is. Amen. And my sister friend and I, we were having a conversation. And when we have those conversations, we're talking about the Lord. And it's so mighty how, his presence, you can feel his presence when you're talking. And it's just so mighty. I just wanted to share that how the power of God flowed in this place, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm just feeling the fire of God. The fire of the Holy Ghost is in this place. And I know that there's some listeners out there and you need healing. You need to hear a word from God. And I'm telling you that your ears are open to receive. If you had any deafness in an ear, it has been opened in the name of Jesus. If there was a blind eye that you couldn't see before this broadcast, by the time the broadcast is over, you will begin to see. Even if it's just shadows and then it begins to open on up into bright light, you begin to see the colors where you weren't able to hear. That person that was having challenges with their hearing, before the end of this broadcast, you're hearing the clarity will come. That's the word I want to use. Clarity will come in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that were feeling sad, the joy of the Lord is your strength. I want you to grab a hold to the words that are coming out of my mouth. They're not my words. They're the words of God. He speaks through me in the mighty name of Jesus. I am a prophet to the nation. Amen. And God called me to be who I am in Christ Jesus. So when I speak, it's his word. It's all him. It's none of me. Amen. Just know that it's all him. And let him have his way in your life. Amen. As I do. Praise God. Let him have his way. God is moving mightily in the lives of his people. We know we're going through some stuff, but let's not even vary on that. Let's just continue to know God is keeping his promises. And we know that all his promises are yes and amen. He doesn't pull them back. No matter what it looks like, just know that God is for you. And if he's for you, who can be against you? Amen. I just want to thank you again for being here. You know that here at Authority Grace, we believe in great grace. We believe God today. We believe, hallelujah, that he moves mightily in our lives and he withholds nothing from us. Amen. So when you go into your prayer and time and to your worship time and to the time that you spend with him, withhold nothing from him. Amen. Just know that he is all that you need him to be. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as always, I pray that you are enlightened as you tune in here at Authority Grace. Amen. I praise God for today. I thank the Lord for the refreshing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I thank God. Hallelujah. You know, I want to thank you, Joan, for being here with me. I want to thank all of you that are out there listening. I want to thank my advisor for being here in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for my sons and my daughter in the name of Jesus, my sisters. Amen. I want to thank the Lord for my aunts that are listening and tuning in, my cousins, everyone that's tuned in and listening. All of my supporters, all of those that believe that God is, hallelujah, truly amazing, believing that God's grace is sufficient for you in this hour, amen. And I thank the Lord for Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God. And Joan, I thank you again for being here. Would you like to have words? Hallelujah.
Praise God. It's just a pleasure to be here to be a part of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, being a part of declaring the word of God, declaring the finished works of Jesus, declaring that we are seated with him in heavenly places right now. And I'm in agreement with healing to eyes and ears, to anybody that has a challenge in their body tonight. I'm in agreement that you're healed in Jesus' name.
Yes, yes, yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the agreement. Amen. Amen. You know, I have to say this. My advisor, I know that my advisor is listening, and the Lord has put a word in my advisor's mouth, and he has put a word in my advisor's mouth for this season. Amen. And so I want all you all that pray agreement prayer, that pray that in agreement with me, that my advisor will one day come on, one day soon, come on and give that word that bubbles on the inside and give that word out, because there is someone that needs to hear that testimony, that needs to hear that word. And it will encourage someone to surrender all to Jesus. Amen. So you all be in agreement with me that my advisor will tune in. Amen. So as I was sitting before the Lord today, first I want to give you, for those of you that are listening, maybe listening for the first time, I want to thank you so much for joining us. And I want to also let you know that we have a prayer line. And the prayer line is available on Wednesday mornings, Pacific Standard Time, amen, and from 9 a.m. until, normally we're there from 9 a.m. to 10, but you can always leave a message if no one answers, if you miss us, but from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10, we are there. And that telephone number is 424-284-5555. 424-224-0000. Again, that's 424-224-284-5500. That is that prayer line. We pray agreement prayers. We study the Word of God. You know, and you come on. You ask questions. We answer the questions. Amen. And we have a great time. In the name of Jesus, we have a great time in the Lord. And also, Authority Grace has a website, and you can visit our website. It's under construction right now, but I'll still give you the address. It's authoritygrace.org. Amen. That's authoritygrace.org. Amen. And if you go stop by, it is under construction. But it will be up and moving, and I'll be blogging there. You can leave comments and questions, and, you know, we'll be communicating. Also, I have a P.O. box, and that P.O. box for Authority Grace is P.O. box 753092, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89136. Amen. Praise God. And there's a Gmail, which is prophetic, prophetic, 55 at gmail.com. Amen. And that's for you to also leave comments, ask questions. Let's communicate. I know this is radio land, but let's communicate. I would like to hear from some listeners. Amen. And also, I accept ideas for the radio broadcast. If I, you know, you have ideas, you have questions, you say, hey, prophetess, talk about this, talk about that. Yes, I'm there for you. Okay? Praise God. And then I'd like you to introduce yourselves, you know. Say, hey, I'm so-and-so, I'm listening. And that makes me feel good. So today we had a great conversation, as Sister Joan was, she hit on it a little bit, about when we are in a place of prayer, you know, we have been enlightened. We know that when we pray from the throne room, but we were enlightened about praying from that throne room of grace. We pray from the place where we are seated, amen, in heavenly places, where? In Christ Jesus, amen.
Amen.
And we're excited about praying from that place. I like to say that place where he is, amen, and we are, amen. And because we're one with Christ Jesus, amen. It's and when you have accepted him as your personal savior, he walks with you. You know, you he's inside of there, you know, and you know the difference. You know the difference when you've been changed. You know the difference. There's a song say, I know I've been changed. I know I have been changed. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad he changed me in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so when we were talking about that prayer, you know, we were talking about how, first of all, how it makes us feel. You know, you pray with confidence. Amen. And we pray perfect prayers. When we're praying in tongues, we pray the perfect prayer. Those are agreement prayers. And you say, well, who are we in agreement with? We're in agreement with what Jesus said. We're in agreement with what he says about the situation. Amen. Go ahead and expound on that, Joan, if you want to.
No, you go right ahead.
Okay, well, I said, well, when I go in and when I'm praying, you know, our prayers are so personal. I feel the personal connection when I go in and pray. You know, I don't pray amiss. when I pray, I'm praying serious. You know, I mean what I say. If you call me and you ask me to pray, we're going to pray right now. Amen. We're going to be in agreement right now. Because I believe that he's a right now God, doing right now things, moving mightily in your life. Amen. And so when we touch and agree, amen, on a thing, it shall be. Amen. So we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you said, well, I want to believe God for strategies to move in this position that I'm in on my job. Amen. Well, praise God. I can pray with you a fervent prayer of strategy. Because I, first of all, I have experience in needing strategy to deal in the position. Amen. And so I know how to pray with you. I know how to stand in agreement with you. And I know how to tell you to see the salvation of the Lord. Just stand. Don't move. Be unmovable. Be unshakable. And watch God move in this situation. Amen. Because he's going to move. And you don't have, if we pray Monday, you don't have to wait till next Monday. Come on, somebody. Believe in your heart when you are praying. I'm trying to make a point here. When you open your mouth to pray, believe while you're praying. That's the point I want you to get. You know now, we've shared it with you, that we pray from the throne room, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. That's what the word says. Amen. So we know that part. So when you're praying, don't pray amiss. Well, maybe, or well, I hope. Please, please, please. When you're praying, please don't say, Lord, I hope you do this for me if it's your will. No, no, no. You're praying from a place of grace, amen? You're in the throne room. You're seated in a heavenly place. You don't have to hope. Okay, hope would be if you don't know that it exists, amen? But because you know that God has, basically, he's already done it, amen? He just needs you to be in agreement with what his word has already said, which we know he is the word. Amen. So when we're praying, he said, didn't he tell us, pray believing? Okay. When you ask a thing, pray believing. It's already done. You know, you come and we have a lady that we pray with in our prayer group, Mighty Prayer Warrior. And I'm telling you, while we are yet praying, God is moving. You know, we pray for the grandson, and while we're praying for things to happen for the grass or car, the mechanic already came and fixed it, did it, whatever. So we're praying right now prayers. We're praying believing that it's already done. You said, oh, I got a pain in my knee. It's already fixed in the name of Jesus. You're healed. You don't hope, oh, I hope that my leg is better. I hope that you don't believe. I want you to get in a realm of believing that is already done in the name of Jesus, because we pray from heavenly place. We're seated there. So we're praying from where it's already done. Amen. So then when you pray, believe. Don't have any doubt, oh, I sure hope these stitches heal, and I sure hope this. No, 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 it's already done. Lord, amen. Thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for my healing. Thank you, Father God, that the pain has been gone away in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, I'm set free from the law of sin and death. That same power that you believe to receive Christ Jesus, you believe without seeing the nail scars in his hand that he died and rose again for you. That same belief is what you walk in. That's the only work that you have to do, is believe that he's already done it. Lord, I thank you that my children are healed, my children are covered. You know, lately we've been praying Psalm 91, decree and declare, and decreeing and declaring Psalm 91. We are Psalm 91 equipped in the name of Jesus. Amen. And so because we believe that. So when you step out into the atmosphere, meaning go to your car, and you know you got to go to the next place, you get in your car, you're going to the gas station, you're believing God that because you're in that gas station, you're covered with the blood of Jesus, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Amen. You got your mask on. Amen. You believe in that somebody breathe is not coming towards you. If they sneeze, hey, it's already covered. It's blocked. Amen. That's the way I see Psalm 91. And those of you, when you get an opportunity, read it. And as you read Psalm 91, decree and declare it over your life and the life of your children and grandchildren and your whole household. You know, your wives, your husbands. Believe it. Amen. And pray it every day. Decree and declare. Amen. By the grace of God, that is already done. Because, see, you have the faith to believe. Amen. And so that's all you have to do. If we could get that concept of all, the only work that we have to do is believe. Amen. We get that concept, the battle is won. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Oh, welcome. Sister Anna, we have to believe God. We have to know without a shadow of a doubt. Amen. The traditions of man make the word of God of no effect. So throw away the traditions. Throw them away. Amen. Read Galatians. Go over in Hebrew. Amen. Read Hebrews 11. That'll start your faith to working right there. Abraham believed God. Enoch walked with God. Amen. Noah. What did Noah do? Noah didn't know nothing about building no ark. Noah built that ark in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So what I'm saying, I want you to walk by faith and not by sight. I want you to believe God and trust God. And know that he is. If I can't get anything else over to you, that you say, well, Demetria, what is grace? It's Jesus. What is the anointing? It's Jesus. He's all that and some. Amen? Yes. Glory to God. And understand that when you pray, understand that you have the anointing of God on the inside of you. Pray. And pray believing with no doubt. Don't allow doubt to come in. Well, you know, that's supposed to happen. No, no, no. It's only supposed to happen if that's what you want to happen. Amen. But if you want to enjoy the greater things, the abundant life, that abundant does not just mean finances. I'm talking about abundant life, like you're healed, you're walking by faith, you have no pain in your body. I remember when I had never felt no pain in my body. 2015, some pain hit my body, like I was like, what? What is this? You know? And I immediately sent it back. I said, you cannot live here. Don't allow pain, sorrow to rest in your life. You don't let just know anybody in your world. So, hey, take that concept and bring it over into your prayer life, into your believing. You have your picks and chooses of who you let in your household. Amen. And who you let step into your boundary area, right? So that's the same way you have to treat this pain. The enemy is throwing it off on you, and you'll be like, okay, that's boundary. He can't come here. You see what I'm saying? Boundaries. No. Sneezing, coughing, all that. It can't come here. Amen. You're not welcome here. High blood pressure, hypertension, hyperglycemia. You're not welcome here. You're off limits. The word tells me that I'm covered with the blood of Jesus. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. I abide under the shadow of the Most High. One day we're going to do a study on the shadow. Just standing in the shadow, you covered with the blood. That's powerful. You stand in the shadow. Who was that, Peter or Paul? People stood in his shadow, and they were healed immediately. Amen. When Jesus went to go heal, he didn't need no doubters around. And I'm the same way. I have been that way a long time. I don't want people doubting. If you don't believe that God can do it, step back, stay in your space until you get that believer to work. And when you get that believer to work, you say, hey, Demetri, I'm ready. Let's be in agreement. Don't be in agreement in doubt, because I'm not doubt, so you're not in agreement with me, right? Because I don't allow doubt in. When situations arise, I might cry and be like, oh, God. But no doubt, I already know God got me. It's just that impact, that first little piece of the impact that come in, and you'd be like, oh, okay, I better shake that off. Let me keep going. I got to keep going. I got to keep stepping. Amen. This doesn't have any place in my life. Sorrow has no place in my life. Pain has no place in my life. Amen. We got to keep going. We got to keep pushing. Come on, somebody. So cancel that assignment of doubt and unbelief. You know, I hear someone say, well, you know, but I understand that, but this was right here. It's, no. Leave doubt outside the door. Walk in with belief and walk it out. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because he is grace. Amen. His grace. I've been saying it since the onset of the radio broadcast. His grace is sufficient for you.
Yes.
And I said, if no one understands sufficient, think about your bank account. When you go to the bank, you have sufficient funds. How do you know that? Because you can put something in that ATM and it's coming out, right? Insufficient means you put something in, nothing coming out. You say, oh, wow, I don't have enough money. That's insufficient. Okay, so his grace is sufficient for you always. His grace is there always. His grace is available always. His grace is continuous. How do you know that? Because he's on the inside of you. Amen. The anointed one lives on the inside of you. God gave him good gifts to give unto us. Amen. Grace, the anointing. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
I'm excited about what God is doing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey,
yeah.
Come on now. You know, I was reading about this grace, and grace, I put this little caption that said, Jesus is. You know, when you see the word grace, then the next thing you're going to see is Jesus is. Because he is grace. Amen?
Yes.
And so all of God's favor, goodness, it is extended to us because of Jesus. Amen? Because of him. Mm-hmm. Not nothing that we've done. Amen? But because of him. On the inside of us, we move. Mm-hmm. The Lord gave me the name of this broadcast, Authority Grace. Amen. What does grace do? Gives us the authority to speak his name, to call on his name, to put him in front of battles and situations. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It gives us, grace gives us the authority to move about, to operate and say, Lord, we need a strategy. We need a strategy how to deal with these people, how to deal with this situation, how to deal with this pain. Amen? And grace makes the difference. How many of y'all know grace makes the difference? It makes the difference. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You bring him into a situation and watch that situation change immediately. Amen. You have a situation going on. You say, oh, wait a minute. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Jesus, you said your grace is sufficient for me. Handle it.
Amen.
What does he do? He handles it.
He handles it.
That's right. And you see the change happen. Amen. Glory to God. So I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited that I'm able to share, hallelujah, the word of God, the experiences of God, to let you know that he is real. He really is. And you don't have to cut the bull, drag his blood, put that blood all in your car to the SUV and take it over to the altar and then drop the blood there and I'll go through all these chains. You don't have to do that no more. That blood was shed for you once and for all. Your sins are forgiven. Amen? Trust God. Trust him. Believe he has done it already. Believe it is finished.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I want you to understand about faith. You know, we say, well, have the faith to believe God. But understand that faith is unquestioning belief. And you know, I've already explained it because faith just is. You know, I have the faith to believe that when I get in my car, it's going to start, and I'm going over here to the grocery store, to the gas station, or wherever. I have faith enough to believe that I'm going to go and come back safely in the mighty name of Jesus. That's the unquestionable part. I don't have to sit in the car and go, okay, Lord. Okay, are we going to go over here? Is it going to be okay? You know, you don't have to go through all those challenges. Just, Lord, I thank you and I praise you that I'm moving by faith in the name of Jesus. Unquestionable belief that, what does it do? It does not require proof or evidence. That's what faith is. Come on. It doesn't require proof. All you do is believe. See, and all this goes all the way back to, it's not by work that any man should boast. You don't have to work to do anything. You want to know what your job is? Believe that he is. Believe that he can. And believe that he's already done it. Amen. Don't complicate things. That's the thing that we really, as men and women of God, have to understand. We complicated and frustrated when we add all this extra. You can't add to it and don't take away from it. You know, if you take the B-E off of believe, that just leave. Okay? Well, come on. Leave the situation. Glory to God.
Right.
That's the Holy Ghost right there. Take the B-E off of it, it's leave. Okay?
Right.
I don't want him to leave me. I'm not going to leave him. This is us forever, ever. Amen?
Right.
So I'm going to continue to encourage you to believe, because that's what I'm doing. I'm believing.
Yes. Amen.
You know? It's like when you go to school to be a psych tech or nursing, and when I first got into ministry and the Lord called and these things, and the first thing he took me to, he would talk to me and he took me to scriptures. Don't talk about and teach stuff that you haven't experienced yet. I can't, some of these things I can't tell you about because I haven't done them. Amen. I can tell you, I'm going to bring somebody in to speak about it because they've experienced, you know, those certain things or whatever. But what I want you to do is not to complicate your trust. Don't complicate your trust. Complete your trust. How do you complete your trust, Demetria? All you do is believe. Amen. Lord, I believe you in this situation. Lord, I trust you in the mighty name of Jesus. I trust you that I am going to go out here. And when I get to that stop sign, my car is going to stop. It's not going to keep rolling through the stop sign. Come on. And I believe when I go over there to Smith's, they're not going to be robbing and shooting. And I'm going to go through there, get what I need, and come back safely in the name of Jesus. See, I use those little simple things. You know, I traveled earlier this year. I drove my car to Texas to see my grandchildren. And I didn't go with no fear. Oh, I don't know if I should get on here. No, I packed my little bags. And I tell you one thing, I filled that car up. And I said, Texas, here we come. Amen. Because as some of you know, I used to be a truck driver. So I know the highway. I trust the highway. And I trust the Lord caring for me on that highway, bringing me from point A to point B, okay? And so it wasn't about fear, like, oh, should I go? And the only difference was when I was a truck driver, I used to drive at night, you know? But now I don't like to drive at night, not on those big highways, you know? But still, I have the faith to believe that even if I have to drive night flow, God going to bring me through it. Amen. So it still goes back to the capital B-E-L-I-E-V-E. Believe. Trust God. Yes, accept him as your personal savior. And watch him carry you through. And don't doubt. Do not allow doubt to come in. And then this is the other part. Put him in everything. Everything in your relationships. Everything. Lord, I thank you that this meal is going to come out to perfection today. I thank you when I make this peach cobbler, it's going to be just right. Amen. Put him in everything. He said in all things. Amen. That's what we want to do. We want to be accepted and want him to be a part of everything. Amen.
Yeah.
With no doubt. No doubt. No doubt. Because doubt complicates things. And we just want to operate with complete trust. We don't want complications in there. You know? No complications. Just complete trust. Lord, I thank you. I trust you, and I believe you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank I have two you. Guests on here that are on my live line, Anna and Joan. Would you all like to have words?
You know, I was looking at when you were speaking about trust and driving on the highway and just believing the Lord. And he brought me over to Romans 8:32.
Yes.
Where he says, he who did not withhold or spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all. He said, yes. Will he not also with him freely and graciously give us all things? That's in the Amplified Bible. So, yes. Because of Jesus, like his grace, he gave us his grace. So therefore, he'll give us all things. If he did not spare his only begotten son, then he will not withhold no good thing from us. Amen.
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 Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, yes,
yes.
And then he says, when you first, initially was on the line, you said how we come from the throne room. We pray from a throne room position. And in Ephesians 2:6, it says, for he raised us up from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realm.
Because we are
united with Christ. We're seated even right now as we speak on this line. We're seated with him in heavenly places at the right hand of God. That's the right hand of authority. That is the authority of grace right there.
Yes, hallelujah.
Right there. So every prayer that we declare, every prayer that proceeds out of our mouth, we know that it's a finished work because we're coming from a throne room position. We're coming from the authority of grace.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Ooh, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. He has placed us.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Thank
you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, that was good word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. And remember when Jesus told doubting Thomas, you believe because you see, but blessed are those who believe and who have not seen.
Amen.
That's right.
That's the point right there. That's it. Mm-hmm.
Too many want to see signs, wonders. Signs and wonders come after you believe.
That's it.
When you believe, it believes.
Just believe.
Like that feather that I saw, that feather that I saw, that was an angel. It just fell right in front of me. I'm 57 years old. I never seen no feather fall right in front of me.
Look at God.
That was Psalm 91. I am with you. The angels are just flying right about. They're with me. During the time of loss and mourning. They're with me. They're with me. You can't explain it. You just got to live it. You just got to believe it. It's the Lord. People need to see. Believe, the Lord said. Believe. Then you will see. Come on.
Amen. That's the good point is believe without seeing. Amen. That's what belief is. Because see, that's what the grace is. That's what the believing it, and that's what the faith is. If you believe without a visual, that's why you're winning. That's the way we win. We haven't seen the nail scars. We haven't did the whole doubting Thomas thing. No, we haven't done that. We just believe. God said it. That settles it. We believe it. Amen.
It's like he's too good to me for me not to believe.
Amen. Amen. And I'm in that position. If he don't do nothing else, I believe. Amen.
That's right.
I'm trusting him.
That's right. Amen.
You know? Amen.
He's done it.
Yeah.
He's already done it. He's already
Amen.
Done it.
Yes. Amen. He accepted me into the beloved. Glory to God. I believe.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. I trust him. I trust the Lord.
Yes.
I trust the Lord. There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
Right. Praise
My
Jesus.
God. Yes. Yes.
Praise
yes.
Jesus.
You
Praise
know
Jesus.
when we lay hold of that grace. We lay hold of the grace through faith in Christ Jesus. You know, he does things, and we know we don't deserve it.
We know that we can't.
It's nothing. We can't do nothing in and of ourselves.
Praise God.
Because it doesn't last. It doesn't last. But when we when we know that it's by grace, we believe that we didn't bring nothing to the table. My God. But
glory.
He just loves us like that. He loved us into loving him. That's grace.
Yes, that's that great grace.
That's great grace, yes. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory to
Amen.
God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, I have a little testimony. Well, maybe it's a testimony praise report. And so it goes along with all this that we are talking, that belief system, you know. I was sharing with the ladies on the prayer line on yesterday. I was believing God, you know, the hot water heater broke. And it ran, you know, hot water heaters here, they sit on a pedestal in your garage. And I had no idea that it had broke. And so the water was running out of it and, you know, running into the garage. But it also ran into the first bedroom downstairs, and it ran into the closet, and from the closet into, you know, the whole things. All right. So the whole room, I had to pull up the carpet and all that. But in the interim of that, I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? You know? And my son came and helped me, and we pulled up the carpet and all that. And then my advisor came over, and he was like, whoa, you know? And so we were just believing God, you know, like, okay, so we got to find somebody to do drywall, got to do this, got to do that. Well, there was a little bitty section we were going to just patch it up ourselves until, you know, I found somebody to do the work or whatever. But the blessed part of this whole thing is that while we were talking and saying, well, we'll go buy a piece of drywall and, you know, nail it up and all that and all this, and we got to go buy drywall and we got to go buy drywall nails, right? Okay, so there's a special nail for drywall. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So in the interim of saying, okay, I got to go to Home Depot, got to get this, this, and this, my advisor calls and says, hey, hold up. Don't go buy no drywall. I just got a piece of drywall. All we got to do is cut it. Okay, that was miracle number one, right? Blessings. Okay, so while the drywall it has to be cut, I'm thinking, okay, well, we got to go get nails. So I'll run over to Home Depot and get nails. My advisor calls and says, oh, yeah, no worries. Don't go buy any nails. I just, a whole bunch of nails just fell into my hand, you know, pretty much just fell into my hand. So you don't have to buy them. Okay. So the blessing part of it is that where I thought I was going to have to go spend money for these little bitty things, God blessed, and they just fell into our hand pretty much. You know, and that's that part about trusting and knowing that I got you even when you don't think I got you. Amen. He has already made a way while we yet trying to figure out a way. God has already made a way. Amen. And so the man said, well, I'm going to charge you $2,200 to put a hot water heater in and all that. And I was like, oh, okay, I don't think so. So the Lord sent some more angels by, and they put the hot water heater was being delivered. And just as the hot water heater was being delivered, the guy said, oh, hey, we'll put that up for you. And $150, we'll put it up for you. It'll be a temporary hookup until you fix the pedestal. You know, so while you yet waiting on God to move, or, you know, mm-hmm. trying to figure your way out, God is, he's moving on your behalf. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it seems like a little small thing, but in when God is in it, hey, it's much. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I don't know how much money I saved. I don't know how much the drywall nails were, or how much that half of 2 feet of drywall cost, but still, it was money I didn't have to spend. God made a
right.
way, and I was just like, well, I don't know what I'm gonna do. And while we yet not saying, not knowing what we're gonna do, God is yet blessing. Amen.
Yes.
So that is to encourage somebody to say, whatever situation you're in, just know that God is moving on your behalf. Amen. Just believe in him and add no doubt. No doubt. Jesus didn't allow doubt to come in the room when he was healing that little girl. He didn't allow. He said, all the doubters out. Amen.
Yes.
We don't need doubt in our face when we're trying to believe for something. We're believing for a move of God. We're believing for a sister or a brother to be raised from the dead, to be raised out of their sick bed. Amen. Believe. And if you're around people that's doubting, dismiss them for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I'm going to take a break off of this right here because this doubt is bringing me down. I'm trying to stay up. But you sitting here down, talking about, oh, yeah, well, let's get this ready. No, don't get nothing ready. Get some clothes ready because I'm getting ready to go outside. Amen? Come on, somebody. Raise up off of that sick bed and be healed in the name of Jesus. Raise up out of your chair that you've been stuck in months and be healed in the name of Jesus. Blink your eyes three times. Open them one more time and allow God to use your pupils so that you can see. Amen. Put your hands over your ears and release them. And Lord, and when I release my hand off my ears, I can hear you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Lord.
We serve a true and living God. He's a healer. Hallelujah. He restores. Amen. He's in the restoring business, a restorator.
That's so powerful. Like, he got the doubters out. Hey, we can't, you know, we can't sit around that mess. Y'all down, I got to go, y'all got to go.
That's right. In a doubting situation, somebody got to go, and the believers can stay. Glory to God.
We ain't
Hallelujah.
Got time for that. There ain't no
Thank
time
you.
For that.
That's right. That's right. Amen. I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father God, for there is someone listening on this line that wants to understand and feel what it's like to believe you and to trust you and that you move on their behalf. And Father God, we link together in agreement in the name of Jesus. That their heart will be open to receive you in the mighty name of Jesus. And that there will be nothing missing and nothing broken in their life. And they will lift up their hands to worship you and say, thank you, Father God, for now I am anointed to believe the words that proceed out of your mouth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I believe that there's nothing missing and nothing broken in their lives in the name of Jesus. I believe, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, that they're healed, delivered, set free, and no longer in bondage. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And until we meet again, Father God, I thank you and I praise you, Father God, for the believers. Hallelujah. And when they leave off of this line and they return again in 2 weeks, they'll be believers in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
And we thank you, Father God. We thank you. And we speak Psalm 91. Over every life that's represented on this line today. I decree and declare that they are Psalm 91 equipped in the mighty name of Jesus. And until we meet again on Authority Grace radio broadcast in 2 weeks, God bless you. I love you all.
Love you. Bye.
Be blessed.
Tune in to Authority Grace with Prophetess Demetria every other Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS Radio, Station 1.